Hello everyone, this is Kathleen Maxwell Randy with The Gathering, bringing God into everyday life. I'm so thankful that you've joined me for today's podcast. I'm also grateful for those that make this podcast possible. Our monthly sponsors, Mary Mitchelstein, Colin Melissa Johnson, Deanna Caraway, Laura Jane Elder, and special gifts from Terry Schreiner, Lisa Davis, Fran Hulse, Claire Nilms, and Mary Cockflesh. We now have listeners from 23 different countries. If you want to give and love this podcast, consider becoming a patron. Your donations keep them coming and are appreciated to cover the cost. To give, simply click the button that says Become a Patron or Patronage. Also, check out my new website for more information at www.kathleenmaxwellramby.com. And if you enjoy these messages, please leave me a comment and like the podcast, as I love hearing from my listeners. And remember, don't just listen, partner with God and practice the lesson. Well, greetings and a very Merry Christmas to everyone that has joined me today for the Kathleen Maxwell Randy podcast, The Gathering, Bringing God into Everyday Life. I appreciate you joining me, and we're going to jump into today's podcast, which is titled Opening the Gift of Peace at Christmas. You know, this is such a difficult time right now in our society with COVID, and we have the stress of the holidays. We have all sorts of things that many of us are trying to manage in this season. And I was just thinking the other day, as a lady was sitting across from me and had tears streaming down from her face, she was exhausted from trying to figure out how to care for her mom, who was in the hospital, how to take care of her children as a single mom, and just the financial issues that plagued her. She was just so distraught and overwhelmed, and she said, I'm so stressed out. And when she said that, I thought, you know, that's the third time I've heard that phrase from somebody just this week. I'm so stressed out. And you know, I've heard those words before, but they just kind of stood out in a way. People are looking for prayer, looking for encouragement, looking for answers. And with all the tension and stress and busyness and COVID and, you know, do I celebrate with my family or do I not? All of these things are just robbers of the peace and rest in our heart. And not only at Christmas, but at other times. And that is one of the things I've noticed in my life, is the enemy loves to rob us of our peace and our joy. And this is such a time, the Christmas season, for those of us that are believers to celebrate the magnificent, wonderful gift that we have in Jesus. And this holiday season, it seems like there's just even more stress because we've all been dealing with problems and crisis with the pandemic. But I've had to just reflect about God's goodness and how He looked down and saw the distress of mankind thousands of years ago before we came along. And He wanted to provide a better way of life back then. And He wants, and that provision is available to us even right now. God so dearly loves us that He always provides for us. And He provided the gift of Jesus for us years ago. And not only did Jesus come to be our Savior, but the Bible says He came to be the Prince of Peace. And I want to start out today with the Christmas story in the Bible. And as I've read that story, there's just one common thread that I see, that Jesus was sent to bring us peace. Luke 2:14 recorded just the excitement of the birth of Jesus by stating, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom His favor rests." The angels proclaimed that the heart of God was to bring us peace, in the gift of Jesus. And I love how that states, and on earth peace to men on whom His favor rests. Do you know that when you're a believer, you've got the favor of God that's on your life. You've got His special attention, His eyes, His heart, and also the gift of peace that is available. But we have to pick it up. It's just like any other gift. Somebody can hand you a gift, and you can open it and use it, or you can just leave that gift on your table or under your Christmas tree and never open it, never get the value out of it, never use it. It's really not any good unless you open the gift and use it. And, you know, God tells us in Isaiah 9 and verse 6, it states, love, love, love this passage. It says, "For to us a child is born, to us," that's you and me, "a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end." I love this passage because it tells us something very important. Number one, we've been given the gift of Jesus. Number two, the government will rest on his shoulders. In other words, God designed Jesus to help carry our problems. And you might be saying, "Well, Kathleen, I still have a lot of problems. And, you know, I don't even feel like sometimes God's listening to my prayers." And I think a big part of that, I know in my life, is when I roll over my cares, roll over my stress onto the Lord. I give it to you. It's almost like, you know, it says in Scripture, cast your burden upon the Lord. Well, to cast means to throw forcefully. And there are times when we have to throw forcefully, not hang on to, not clutch and let it ruin and destroy our peace, but throw the cares that we're carrying over onto the Lord. And it goes on in this passage, it says, he is called Wonderful Counselor. We have an advocate. We have somebody we can go to and seek for wisdom. We have somebody that we can tap into at any point in time. You know, I can have a crisis and call a friend to pray, but I might not get my friend. They might not answer the phone. But Jesus is always right there for us to take and ask for his counsel, ask for his wisdom. He promises to give it to us. It says he's the mighty God and the Prince of Peace. And you know, when I read that passage, I pictured just a prince, and I've been watching some Christmas movies, some, you know, romantic comedies, while I wrap presents. And one of them I watched was about a prince, and he falls in love with this ordinary girl, and you know, then they go to the ball and everything. And it just so reminded me of how God wants to escort us. He wants to be our escort. And I reflected back on when I went to prom and those kinds of things, or I've gone out to a fancy occasion, fundraising event or something like that with my husband. And, you know, he escorts me. I can take his hand. I can put my arm around his when he offers. And he's there to take care of things. And that's the way it is in our lives. Jesus wants to be that Prince of Peace. And he wants to lead us and guide us. And when the Lord was first showing me and teaching me about walking in peace, I happened to be teaching school. And I had a group of, I think they were, I don't know, third or fourth graders. And when I would take them to PE and to art and to the lunchroom, that was just a time when God was teaching me so much about the Prince of Peace. And one day, as I was getting ready to, you know, to lead them to their different special things, I just pretended that I was holding Jesus' hand and I was leading that group of kids and that he was escorting me. It was a time when the Lord was saying, "Kathleen, I've given you a crown. You're my daughter. You're my princess." And I was learning to just take the hand of the Lord in the midst of a stressful, busy time and day, and learning what it was like to just walk in peace. And so I challenge you to let Jesus be the one that escorts you in this season. And I love that it says in Isaiah 9 verse 6 that there's an increase of peace and that there is no end. Peace just didn't come when Jesus was born and that was it. It is here until eternity. It's something we get to walk in today, tomorrow, and into our future. It's always there, but it's a gift that we can open up or not. And for many years, I didn't open the gift of peace in my life. I thought it was okay to be stressed out, tired all the time. For some reason, I just thought, okay, I'm a busy mom. I'm a busy business owner. I'm, you know, busy with caring for ill parents, and it's okay to be stressed out. And the Lord just said, no, Kathleen, I've got a much better way for you. And so God has and has provided the gift of peace for you and me to open. And, you know, I was thinking about another time in my life when I had just an intense opportunity to practice peace. And it was about 8 years ago, and my dad wasn't doing very well. And I kept having to take him to the doctor, and they couldn't figure out why his bones were. He was having these little breaks in his spine and having to have this procedure to fix it. And it finally he ended up being hospitalized, and they determined that he had metastatic bone cancer. And as I stood there that day, the doctor said, Mr. Jones, I hate to tell you, but you have metastatic bone cancer. My dad just kind of went, And already having been through the world of cancer with losing my late husband, I just looked at the doctor and I said, okay, what does this mean? And what's the next step? He said, well, he said, at this point, you've probably got about 3 months left to live, Mr. Jones. And, began to tell my dad, you know, you can try chemo, you can try some other things. But we knew his time was short. And as I left the hospital that day, I remember just taking a deep breath. And it was like I literally grabbed a hold of the Lord's hand, grabbed a hold of Jesus. I mean, I actually had my hand like almost in a fist, like I was holding somebody's hand as I walked out. And I just was like, Jesus, I need you to just be my Prince of Peace in this time, because my heart was just so torn, and I love my dad very much, and I needed that peace to just settle in my heart that somehow, some way, I was going to be okay. And there was a peace that came over me. But what I want to stress is I had to open that gift of peace. I had to turn my heart towards the Lord in the midst of the trauma, in the midst of the bad news, in the midst of where I was. And, you know, when I do that, it always changes the way I look at a situation. And it helps take away the stress that I battle at different times. And I went home that night, and my heart was heavy. But I was so grateful the Lord was with me. And I stopped by my mom. I'd had to arrange full-time care for my mom, 24-hour care since Dad was gone. And my mom had dementia. But that night when I went over, I didn't want to tell her about my dad because I wasn't sure she could fully comprehend it. But she and I had just a good chat, and it was a happy visit. And she was there as much as she could be there. And I kissed her, and I left and was exhausted, went home to my house. And the next morning, about 7 o'clock, I received a call from my caregiver. And she said, Kathleen, you need to get over here quick. You need to get over here really quick. And I could hear the panic in her voice. And I threw on my clothes. I was still in my pajamas. I threw on my clothes and went over there. But by the time I got there, my mom was gone. She had died. And I remember just taking a deep breath and calling the hospice nurse, because she was on hospice, and dealing with all of that, the funeral home and then hospice. And but again, it was another time to practice my peace. there was so much going on and so much I was trying to wrap my mind around. I just had to literally say, you know, Lord, I look to you to be my peace right now in this situation. And after finishing up with Mom, then I had to go to the hospital and tell my sweet father that his wife of over 50 years was gone. And as I walked up to the hospital that day, I just remember just being so grateful that the Lord was right there with me. And literally, you know, I just felt him holding my hand as I walked the halls and had to walk in to my dad's room and give him, you know, that news that Mom was gone. And we were able to check him out of the hospital. He was able to come home, and a couple of weeks rocked by, and my husband and I were wrapping Christmas presents. I think it was like January or December 22nd or 23rd, and we were watching TV and sitting down low and had our backs to the fireplace. And I stood up to go into the other room, and when I did, I smelled smoke. I looked around. Smoke was all there. We were low and sitting on the floor, but the smoke was filled the top of my house. And I yelled, "Stephen, we've got a fire. We've got a fire." And he was like, "Okay, we got to get out of the house." And we grabbed just a couple of things, called 911, went outside, and we found that there was a fire that was in our fireplace that had gotten into our wall. So we had a fire, and here it was just a couple of days before Christmas. And again, it was another opportunity to practice the peace of God. Now, that's a lot to learn your dad has 3 months to live, lose your mom, and have a fire in your house. And all of that happened from December 5th to December 22nd. And needless to say, my house was turned upside down because they had to come in and totally clean every item because of the smoke damage and you know, knock out a wall that had been burned. And fortunately, the blessing of that was the fire department got there real quick and were able to contain it very quickly. But these were all opportunities to unwrap and use the gift of peace. You know, Jesus said in John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled. Do not let it be afraid." I love that passage because Jesus leaves us with peace. It's his gift to us. And before he ascended, before he was crucified and then ascended, rose from the dead and then ascended, he left us with peace. And it's not the peace the world has. The world cannot be peaceful in the midst of all the crazy things that are going on. There's so many people right now with the pandemic that need the peace and joy that we have in Jesus. But we have to take it into our hearts. We have to own it ourselves before we can give it away and pray with others. And, you know, even today I got, right before I was going to record this, I got a text message from one of my former clients, and she's working at a nursing home. And her text message was, she calls me Mom. She said, "You know, Mom, pray for me. Over half of my patients have COVID." And she said, I just don't know what to do. I'm so sad." And my words to her were, "You have such an opportunity, and God's placed you in this job, but you have such an opportunity to give them the peace that you have in Jesus." And I encouraged her. I said, you know, they're scared. You know, they can't see their family. You're on the front lines. And so go in and offer to pray with them. Give them some of the peace that you have in your heart and know that you're called to this job." And she texts me back and she said, "You know, that's a great idea. I'm going to do that." And as we practice peace in our own lives, then we have so much more we can give away. And, you know, I've got some pretty presents wrapped under my tree, and I sure hope that my my family and my friends will enjoy what I give them because they've been handpicked and they've been wrapped up. And I really want them to enjoy and use them. And I want to give you that too with a gift of peace. Unwrap that gift of peace. Enjoy it. Know that there's not an end to it. It's new. His grace and mercy is new every morning. You and I get to choose if we're going to use the gift of peace and open that this holiday season or not. And there's so many around that need what we have to offer. Not just now in this season, but even in the year, the new year that's coming up. You know, God sent Jesus to give us a better way to handle life. He sent Jesus to heal the brokenhearted and to be our provision for any situation we face. And I am forever grateful for that tough, tough season in my life, that tough December in 2012, where I had just opportunity after opportunity, crisis after crisis, to practice walking in the peace of God, because I've been changed in that. And the more you practice something, the more you own it, the easier it does get, no matter what the circumstances are. And so I pray that that's what you'll do, is that you'll open the gift of peace, use it, incorporate it in your life, and then give it away to all of those around you. May the Lord just richly bless you and keep you and give you peace. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your great, great love. Lord, for your kindness, your mercy. Thank you for Jesus and the gift of peace that we each have for every situation that we battle and we face. And Lord, I just pray just a special blessing on each listener and their families, Lord, from all around the world, that, Lord, each one would just tangibly reach out to take your hand in this time with whatever stress that they're trying to deal with in their life. And that, Father, they would come to know you as the Prince of Peace. Lord, show them that you want to be their escort and help us all to grow, Lord, in your peace. That peace that passes understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks again for joining me. And I just am, again, just so grateful. If you liked this podcast, don't forget to follow. Don't forget to like this particular message. And feel free to share it with anyone that might need help to walk in peace.